This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Brentford FC, come on you Brentford.
Check out the Besotted Pride of West London podcast live every Thursday at 7 a.m. Go to besotted.com/radio. You can also check out our radio show on Love Sport Radio. That's 9 till 10 o'clock on Thursday night, 558 on the AM dial. You can also check it on DAB, you can check it on mobile, and you can check it online, lovesportradio.com. And don't forget, Martin Allen, the Brentford legend, joins us at a Besotted end of season bees up on May the 4th in Ealing. Get your tickets at besotted.com.
We're going to now talk to Billy the Bee, who is the Brentford podcaster on the line. Billy the Bee, are
Billy
you there?
Billy the Bee?
Billy? Are you there?
Hello, mate. Hello, Ian. Hello, Martin. How you doing?
Hello, Billy. How are you?
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Do you know I'm looking each other?
Of course we do. Martin Allen is Brentford through and through, isn't he?
I know every Brentford supporter. What are you laughing at?
No, how many are there? You do know quite a few, didn't you?
Well, at Brentford, I was there. I used to call them my 5,000 bankers. So right. I have to be careful how I say that. 5,000 bankers, and they would turn up whatever the weather, whatever the results. There were 5,000 there, and I think I know every one of them personally.
They're having a good season, aren't they, Brentford? I mean, they're what? They're seventh? Where are they now? I haven't got the table in front of me.
We're
just
tenth.
Coming here. They are. Let's have a look. We are. Brentford are currently 10th.
But they had a very disappointing start. Even though the team were playing quite well, they couldn't quite manage to get a win. And without that start, I'm not exactly sure where they would be if he took away the first. I think it was 8 games, Billy, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. 8 games, 4 games, losses and 4 draws. If we'd actually taken that away, we would have actually been fourth. I'm not including last weekend. Last weekend with Derby County.
Could have, should have, didn't, though, Billy. You know, you've got to start well, haven't you? I mean, tonight, I guess, is the sort of game that it's a must win if you're going to make a proper challenge for the top six.
I mean, obviously, you know, we're coming to the back end of the season now. We played 34 games, you know, so we've got 12 games to go. So we did have a bad start, but at the end of the day, if anyone who's been watching Brentford or listened to our podcast, the Besotted.com podcast, you listen to us, and we weren't worried. We were never worried about their position. You know, if you listen to the pundits, they're going, oh, Brentford, they're bottom of the league, they're in the top bottom three, you know, they're not doing too well, but we're like, we're playing brilliant football. We've seen fantastic football, passing football. We were passing teams off the park. We weren't quite getting the right results. And part of the reason because of that is that we bought in, as we do every year, a couple of new players. And it takes them a while to bed in.
Yes.
These players, you know, give them a bit of time and they'll take it up to the next level. So, you know, we didn't get the results at the beginning of the season, but they started to pick up October, November, December. Had a brilliant run and it's really fair. But interesting you talk about tonight's game. Burton Albion are the type of team that we sometimes have problems against, because if we play teams that go toe-to-toe with us, we played Fulham, smashed them off the park, played Aston Villa, smash them off the park, you know. We play Derby County. Okay, last game it didn't go too well. But, you know, if we play another team that plays football, we play really, really well and we take them on. But when Burton come,
yeah,
if they play a slightly more, shall we say, industrial type of football...
Park the bus, Billy.
Yeah, I think that's what you're saying.
It's more difficult. But saying that, they are at home. And if you look at Burton's results as well... Burton, they've only won 2 games at home. They've lost 13 games at home, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Away from home, they've actually won 5, and they've only lost 5 games at home. So what they have a tendency to do, come to another team, park the bus, and probably nip them on the break. At home, they can't do that so much, so we need to make sure we take advantage of that. So fingers crossed they will do.
I was looking at the league table. I mean, I say, you're 10th at the moment. You've definitely got a chance at a playoff. Are Brentford ready? Do you think they could establish themselves in the Premier League? You look at a club like Bournemouth, who seems to have done that. Could you follow that model, maybe?
I mean, 100% we can follow that model. And the reason why I say that is because we've got a very good setup from the bottom all the way through to the top.
Yes.
And I think what's very important is that your infrastructure is right. And a lot of people, again, were banging on making fun of Brentford when we were doing the statistical and the money ball and all that thing that they very lazily go out there and put out there, which wasn't quite the way that we operated, but we let them have that. But what we did instead, we picked up good players for very cheap, right? Everyone laughed at us saying, oh, you're going into the Championship with a player who's only played in the conference. Next minute, we sold him for £9 million or £12
yeah.
million. Pounds.
Yeah.
We know what we're doing. You know, and at the moment, we're only operating with a certain amount of money because that's what we've got. If we go to the Premier League, we'll be able to operate with the more money that comes in, do exactly the same thing, and probably buy better quality, but still not splash out 30 and 40 million like your West Ham's and your Arsenal's and your Chelsea's do. We'll probably end up splashing out 6 million and 8 million, but actually buying players who are worth 25 and 30 million. Do you understand what I mean?
Of course. Well, Martin, you were going to say.
Yeah, well, I've actually wrote down, Billy, while you've been chatting or before you mentioned it, the recruitment at Brentford with the staff they've got behind the scenes, money ball style recruitment of players and moving them on. More often than not, foreign players. A few Scandinavians have been brought in and done very, very well. But I think the key to it, Billy, and I'm sure you would agree, is the manager, Dean Smith, is the key player at that football club.
Indeed. Dean Smith, brilliant bloke. First of all, he's a lovely bloke. He's not about being superstar man in the middle at all. He just comes out there, he's going to do the, you know, he does the job. The system was changed a few years ago where we had the manager who was doing everything, picking players and all this kind of stuff. Now we have a system which works where Dean Smith comes in. He's very instrumental in the players he chooses. He says, I want a right back who plays like this. I want a forward who plays like that. Instrumental in that. We have our scouting team that goes out there. They use a bit of statistics to find them. They also use their scouts to find it. Dean Smith's involved. He'll go out there and he have a look at it. He says, I like him, I don't like him. So he's involved in the whole process. So it's a whole team thing. But also, he's a brilliant man manager. And also, the owner, Matthew Benham, from when he came in 2011, he said, I want to play football like this. We've got to play football in this particular style and we're not going to veer from it. And Dean Smith has come in and he has slotted in and he says, yes, we will work hard to make the team play like that. And that's what we do. And that's really key. So the players that come in, they have to stick to our style. We haven't got none of this Birmingham City business or all these other teams who another manager comes in and he plays a completely different style and the players don't work.
Yeah.
You know?
I think having a style of play, an identity for the team is very important. But do you think with the way that Dean Smith is operating and the way that things are going, it'll make him a wanted man elsewhere?
Again, listen... Every time we buy a player, you know, they're wanted. You know, Scott Hogan, we bought him for £750,000. After a year, he played less than 20 games. He's worth £12 million. He's wanted. Andre Gray, £500,000. A year later, he's worth £9 million. We can't do anything about that. All we can do is do the best that we can, play our decent football, set up our system, which is the right type of system, play the right type of football, and have people who, in effect, are interchangeable. So when Andre Gray leaves, Scott Hogan comes in. When Scott Hogan leaves, you know, Lasse Vibe comes in. When Lasse Vibe leaves, you know, Neil Maupay comes in. They're interchangeable. The system is always the same, and you find somebody who comes in who can replace him. It might take him 6 months, or a year, or 18 months, but eventually they do. And the same thing with Dean Smith, brilliant manager, and no doubt at some stage he might think, I need to further my career, and somebody else comes in, offers him a load of money. Unfortunately, Dean Smith may go, he might not, and then somebody else may come in, but they'll be, you know, they'll have that same ethos, they'll know exactly what it's about, and to us, that's why we're sort of more confident about Brentford as a team, as opposed to when you hear these other teams say, oh no, we're going to lose to Jose Mourinho, oh no, we're going to use... It's not about the stars, it's about the whole club itself. It's moving together in one, with the fans as well, and we're moving together with the club.
He's absolutely right.
I like what he said. It sounded like Man City at a lower level.
It is absolutely right. It is. You go there, they play great football, don't they? They play brilliant football. They play it out from the back. You missed another name there as well, Tarkowski, who's playing so well for Burnley. So he's another one that has done so well. And if they had all those players put together, what a team. When you talk about competing in the Premier League, got a fantastic team
spirit. Do you know what, Billy? I want to go and watch them now.
You should. It's better than watching Arsenal.
Seriously,
and you should come down, and Martin will say he knows it. It's a very welcoming club. You go there, there's a million pubs all over the place. You go inside there's no security on the doors. Home and away fans are welcome to come in, as long as you've got, as we say, manners. So you come there and you respect for the home fans, we have respect for the away fans.
Yeah.
Even QPR and Fulham fans are welcome to come in. We've invited them into our boozer. We have a laugh. We take the 3 points off them, then we buy them a pint after the game.
Billy, it's very, very nice to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us.
You can also check out our radio show on Love Sport Radio. That's 9 till 10 o'clock on Thursday night, 558 on the AM dial. You can also check it on DAB, you can check it on mobile, and you can check it online, lovesportradio.com. Brentford FC, come on, come on, you Brentford, come on, you bees, come on, you Brentford, come on, sit back.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.